but that's not, I mean, I don't know that that's the feedback that you've, that any, you know, I don't know what my colleagues, you know, conversations have been or anything. I know that's not been the public discussion from this board. Okay, but I'll move on. So,
Sorry, just one thing. So let's speak a little bit about the feedback we did receive, because we had a lot of public participation during the charrette. And initially there was some objection to housing, but by the end of the charrette, when we had explained what could come out of this and the benefits of providing some housing on the site, there was overwhelming support for it.
You know, this was Marina Curry yesterday at the Committee of the Whole meeting for the Escambia County Commission, where they were getting a kind of a preliminary report back from the charrettes and the master planners on what people wanted for the property at OLF 8. That's west of Navy Federal on 9 Mile. That is in District 1, Beulah. That, of course, is Jeff Bergosh's district commissioner, District 1. He did not agree with the way I characterized the meeting yesterday when we talked about it a half hour ago, and he wanted some time to respond, which is always available. Commissioner, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Before we get to OLF 8 specifically, that was your recommendation. That was Christmas music?
Yeah, that's Christmas metal from a band called A Day to Remember out of Ocala, Florida.
Outstanding.
It's an amazing band, very, very underrated, but amazing.
Well, that is definitely your wheelhouse. You know far more about metal than I do, and so we always like to give you – I know you love to have that, so that's good. All right, so let's talk with – so the way I talked about the meeting was I said – I didn't think that you guys gave them enough time to really present. I thought that, I know you and your stance, but I thought Commissioner Berry in particular was very combative and did not give them a chance to really explain what they were doing. How did I get it wrong, or what did you want to say?
Well, I appreciate what you do, Andrew, and I know you do the best that you can, but you can't know everything all the time. And this thing is a lot deeper than the way it was characterized. So I'll just start by, you know, when you say it was an embarrassment, I just think that's wrong, and that's pejorative, and it's just not right. Number one, and I think the most important thing is you start off with not stating the basis in fact, which is this has been a decades-long project for jobs. It was always a jobs project. When I got on the board, it had been a decades-long jobs project. I picked up the torch from that point forward. Now, what happened was in 2016-17 timeframe, things accelerated. It became readily apparent to everyone and a lot of special interests that, oh my gosh, this is actually going to happen. The county is going to have this land. And then it just became a free-for-all, and the jobs thing got pushed in the back of the bus. And now everyone wants, you know, a mall, soccer fields, cobblestone streets. And I have the temerity to bring up the fact that, well, wait a minute, guys, hold up. This was a jobs project. And I get pilloried. So the bottom line is this, Andrew. We've had individual meetings with these folks. I had one last week. And I asked for specific metrics and data points, and I didn't get that back clearly, right? So we're going to have other meetings behind the scenes. But when they come forward, and, you know, it's just these meetings are not – they're just not well organized, I'll just put it that way, and they run way too long. We want specific information. We got a lot on our plates. And for your listeners, let me just say this. Jeff Bergosh has never said it's going to be a heavy industrial park. Never said that, never once. That's what other people want to put around my neck like a millstone. I want high-tech jobs like Navy Federal in beautiful buildings, you know, with great amenities on the field. No crushing machines, no foul odors, no big trucks, nothing like that.
So,
okay, I don't want residential.
I've never characterized you that way, and I hope nobody understands you that way. As far as the jobs history, absolutely agreed. That is very much how it began, and I think that was clear in the presentation yesterday, is they want to make sure the jobs are there. What my problem is, I hear you guys having these folks hired to do master planning to hear from the people, and the people don't agree with you about all of it, about the heavy emphasis only on commercial.
Let me stop you right there.
Well, hold on. So, Jeff, I give you like 3 minutes. So, and what I heard yesterday was them trying to tell you what the people were saying and give you options and an assessment of those options. And I heard you say, which is fine, you're right, you're an elected politician, you can do this. You repeating what you've said many times about your emphasis, and particularly Stephen Berry, not even trying to understand what they were saying about what was developable off of 9 Mile and how developing into the interior would be more beneficial to the county long run. That's what I heard. And I felt like you guys did not take their input seriously because you already had pre-existing conclusions about where you wanted to go.
Well, and that there might be some truth to that, but a couple of things. First of all, when we had our individual meetings, to me, one of the important points is, you know, the star rating of this and that and this and that. And I asked myself, well, put a star rating on there for the likelihood of each of these four plans receiving a Triumph Gulf Coast grant. Now, knowing that Triumph does not fund residential, they do not fund dead-end retail jobs that don't pay, And lo and behold, at the meeting, I see all four with four stars. And that doesn't make sense to me, Andrew, because it doesn't line up with reality. I know these are the experts. They're the brain trust. But that doesn't line up with reality. The only plan that would have got four stars in real life from Triumph on the likelihood of getting a Triumph grant is the Commerce Park plan. But they didn't indicate it that way. And
wouldn't any of the plans that are going to bring 1,000 jobs have gotten approval from Triumph? And isn't that their effort to balance that interest and the importance of the job creation with the other expressed desires of the community to have other things besides just jobs on that property?
Well, that's another point of contention. 1,000 jobs is a misnomer. That's a minimum number. And if you go back to the initial Triumph grant, we use that number as a minimum,
sure,
as a minimum in order for us to receive the $29 million in matching funds for infrastructure improvement and drainage and roads. So suddenly, through this process, that somehow became the number that we're trying to hit.
But they said more. I mean, they accommodated for the possibility of more yesterday. That's when they were talking about the size of the parcel to be set aside and the possibility for modular expansion in the future. I mean, they didn't foreclose it could only be 1,000, right?
Well, no, but they didn't. But they're trying to put us in a box of 70 acres. And we think you can get 1,000 acres, 1,000 jobs out of 9 acres. We can't be put in that box. When you listen to Scott Luth, who's very intelligent and very, very adept at the subject, got up and said, listen, every project is a little bit different. Some people need more space for fewer jobs. Some people can combine a lot of jobs into a small space.
Certainly.
He goes, but we need the space. So if we go with one of these pre-canned, 92 acres total, and a big company comes in, like a USAA or maybe another big financial services company, and they say, sorry, we needed 120, and we've already got the Greenway and 75 subdivisions on there, we've lost the opportunity. That's what I'm trying to say. But can I just make one point for the listeners? Andrew, I just want to make one point. When this comes out of the sausage hopper, right? Well, what we're doing right now is making sausage. Very, very ugly. Everyone likes sausage. No one likes to watch the way it's made. But that's what we're doing. And it's ugly, and it's messy, and sometimes it gets sloppy. But here's what's going to happen. When it comes out of the hopper, everyone's getting a win. Locals in the area like me who live right across the street are going to get some nice amenities, a park. I've already been in contact with the school board. They're going to get an area in there for a school. We're pushing hard to get a post office. We'll have some retail amenities, and we're going to have jobs. And I'll probably have to hold my nose and accept some residential. But here's what I would say. There's too much residential being built out there already, Andrew. I live there and fight that traffic every day.
But that's what they were saying yesterday, was that's why they wanted to put some of the residential within the property, because then those people don't have to travel to that site. And Jeff, but this was an argument that, again, you and particularly Commissioner Barry, I kind of wish he'd been the one to call up instead, because he was the one,
sure,
I thought just would not hear it, would not even entertain the possibility of what they were trying to explain. And again, that to me was the frustration.
Obviously,
in the end, this is going to be a combination of things. But I felt like these experts are brought in, and it wasn't just that they were telling you what you didn't want to hear; it was you weren't going to listen to what they had to say. And look, it's your prerogative to vote however you want. But
sure.
and I can count to three. I think I know where this is all going in the end. But still, it feels to me like if you're going to hire these people to go through this process and listen to the public, at least take the time to hear what they're saying and don't interrupt them and browbeat them into feeling like they're the attacked ones.
Well, and here's the thing. We don't interrupt, but they went way beyond their time. And they just went on and on and on. Again, we all had our individual debrief with them, so there was no need for it to go on and on and on and on and on. And we have to be sometimes, unfortunately, it becomes necessary to kind of cut things off and kind of move forward, or else we'll be there all day long and we won't get anything done. But back to one thing that I just want to say again, and I want to reemphasize this: when it comes out of the hopper, it's going to be something we can all be proud of. We're going to make a lot of money for the taxpayers, although that was never our intention to start with, but because of the price of land and some other factors, that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be something we can all be proud of.
Well, I think you and I totally agree. I hope when it comes out, everybody can be happy with the result. Nobody's going to get everything they want. I hope everybody
Correct.
Gets something that they want. Commissioner Burgash, you're always welcome on the show, especially when you disagree. Thank you so much for spending some time this morning with us. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good one.